Pakistan's Shia mosques are not the only target of Wahhabi terrorist groups. Many Shia professionals have also been killed by Al-Qaeda-linked Sipai Sahaba and Lashkar-e-Jhangvi. According to the Pakistan Medical Association, at least 72 doctors have been killed in Karachi in recent years. An official of the PMA representing an international human rights organization says many Shia doctors have left the city fearing for their lives. His face and identity cannot be revealed for security reasons.
When this targeted killing started in the city, most of the good doctors having a very good practice in the city, and they were having a very good reputation in the city and good name as far as their own medical field is concerned. They have left the city, they have left for good.
The violence against Shias has also forced many doctors to migrate to other countries.
One of the professors of ENT I know, I do not want to name him, but he was the head of the department of his medical college. He has left because of this fear of his life, and nowadays he is living in England and just doing locum jobs to cater for his family and get enough stuff for survival.
Being a Shia doctor has made him a victim as well.
About 80 to 100 patients used to come to my clinic on a daily basis. After the breakout of this violence and killing of the Shia doctors and targeted killings, I had to shut my clinic, I have to leave my practice. I cannot expose myself to a place where my life is at risk. I've got a family, I've got children.
Shia doctors are adopting various security measures to dodge the Wahhabi killers.
Most of my friends who can afford to keep a guard with them, they are keeping guards at their workplaces, at their clinics. Some of my friends are having guards provided by the government. They have got the police guard. But keeping a guard makes you more visible to the general public. As far as the other measures are concerned, we used to change our timings, sometimes change our vehicles. We used to change our motor transports. We used to change our routes.
The rights activist describes the situation as ethnic cleansing.
The Lashkar-e-Jhangvi people and the Sipai Sahaba people, they are directly involved to eliminate the Shias from the society. They are just directly involved, and their thinking is that then they should let be no Shia in this country, because they do not feel that Shias are the Muslims. They believe that Shias are the non-Muslims and they should be eliminated. All those people who were nabbed by the law enforcing agencies, and when they were interrogated, they have very clearly said that whatever we are doing according to our religious faith, that if we kill somebody who is Shia, then we just secure a birth in the paradise.
He also criticized the government on the amount of financial help announced for the victims of suicide bombings.
My comment is that this is just making a mockery out of this thing, because 1 lakh rupees these days is just a very meager and small amount. And if one person dies, it's not even sufficient for his funeral rituals. And as far as rupees 30,000 is concerned, so 30,000 is just nothing, it's just like peanut.
So has the rights organization raised this issue with the government?
No, we have not. As I told you, that we are not working in our own society. So this issue was not taken up by our organization. It's right saying that we have not organized anything in particular of the Shia targeted killings. But we, as a general, we always try to create awareness regarding respect of the human rights, and human rights education is one of the topmost agenda of our activity.
Despite violations of basic human rights, Pakistani officials of this world-famous rights organization cannot help the Shia Muslims.
Problem is that the organization which I am working for, it's a sort of organization which unfortunately does not work into its own circumstances. There's a rule called work on own country rule. So it's very difficult for us, being a member and the activist of that organization, to work on the platform of that particular organization in our own country.
Further questioning clarified the matter.
I think most of the human rights organizations do not believe that it is particularly Shia community's problem. They agree. They do agree that Shias are the worst targets, but there are other targets than Shias as well. So they have got to work collectively.
However, the official admits that intervention by human rights organizations is vital to help Shias survive in Pakistan.
All governments, whether they are the dictatorial or they are the democratic government, they do not like to be blamed as a human rights violators in this particular age. So if all the human rights groups and the human rights organizations jointly start their struggle and pressurize our governments for stop this violation of the human rights, I think it will be some positive.